Network. What are you? You are a species that lives on a planet two-thirds of the way out on the spiral arm of what we call the Milky Way galaxy. We're in a now eight planet, they don't count Pluto, but a nine planet solar system orbiting a very average sun. And what we know of our history probably has no reflection to the truth. We have a sense of ourselves as very important and of having an ancient history. We have a, you know, they call it delusions of grandeur, but really it's a sense of wonderment as being part of an infinite universe. And they want to narrow our perception. They want to keep us small and focused and fearful and petty. Because then when we're focused in on that, we don't see the wider universe and we're basically in chains. So I'm sure David's seen these. It's in my book, Descent to Tyranny, but I know he's seen thousands of documents and articles. I mentioned a few stories to him during a break and he was aware of all of them. We're going to talk about later, dealing with why he can't really go to Canada and why I can't. But side issue, they're trying to bring in this physical tyranny so they can bring in the drug tyranny, the brainwashing tyranny to affect the mind that's really in the prison. So they're bringing in a physical prison, but also a mental prison. But David, we really are in a matrix of perception when we realize it is a brain with all these multifaceted layers and that our eyes are just brain stems looking out at this small spectrum of reality, as you say and others say. And so it's competing matrices. Either we take control of the matrix or the establishment takes control of the matrix, and because we've not been aware of the matrix, they are in control of it. Is that what you're saying?
Well, what I would say is this. You know, there's been many scientists over the years who've speculated that this reality needs an observer to be as we perceive it. And I would say they were absolutely right, and the evidence is overwhelming that that's true. If you think of radio stations and television stations, and you tune the radio to a certain station, that's the station you get. So if you want to control the sense of perception and the experience and daily life of a symbolic radio, then you need to control what it's tuned to. And we are constantly receiving and transmitting information through the body computer. This is why, you know, it's massively a crystalline entity, organism, because it's a receiver transmitter of information. The DNA is a receiver transmitters. Or every cell, and we have trillions of them, have receiver transmitters. We're a receiver transmitter extraordinaire. But as with the radio, if you can control the what it receives, you controlling what it perceives. And all the time, we are being bombarded with programs that dictate the way the body computer reads and decodes reality. Because this universe that we see as solid and physical only exists in our head when it's decoded. It's exactly the same principle as playing software on a computer, and it reads the software. Now, the software has no pictures on it. It has no websites on it. It has no text on it. It's just information. But the computer reads that information and projects it on the screen as words, pictures, websites, a collective reality we call the internet or whatever else is on the disk. And that's what we're doing. The prime level of this matrix is vibrational. This is why if you look at absolutely anything, no matter how solid it is, through a powerful enough microscope, you'll see vibrating energy. If you look at the inside of atoms, which are supposed to be the solid things, if you like, that make up the solid world, they have no solidity. The deeper and deeper you go into them, eventually it becomes just space or empty space, or what we perceive as empty space. So what the body computer is doing through through the five senses is turning that vibrational information into electrical information, which is transmitted to the brain that constructs that information into this holographic reality. It's like a computer reading the internet.
All right, David, stay there. Got a break. Long segment coming up. This is a very important information.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Your calls are coming up with David Icke. He's been very, very nice to give us 2 hours today. We're very, very thankful. We'll tell you about some of the speaking engagements that are coming up here in just a moment, so get your pen and paper ready. We're talking to the folks involved with the 2012 film. That's all I can say. I'm not even allowed to show the revision numbers of this, but I have the 2012 script with Woody Harrelson. I will just tell you that. That just came in the mail. I want to thank folks for that. Also want to thank people for this. Bob in Spokane, Washington said, God bless you, Alex Jones. I thought of you and what you do, the Info Warrior. I'm an Info Warrior myself. I hear you talk about the tip of the spear. This is a real Indian spear, and I had to give it to you. May God bless you and your family. And you can always tell the real ones because of the craftsmanship and the slower way they did it versus the factory-made ones. I don't know how prehistoric this is, but it's got the look of a prehistoric, because my grandfather gave my dad some spearheads much like this. A very, very valuable gift. I will put this in a little stand I've got at my house with little treasures. Thank you for this gift. The listeners are just so amazing out there. God bless you. I will always keep it and treasure it. Got to keep away from my kids, though. They'll break it. I broke some of my dad's when I was growing up. Going back to David Icke. David, You got cut off there talking about the frequency, talking about how the globalists, the controllers keep us dialed into one point. How do you see their New World Order plan, their goals to build this extermination grid, this planetary government, and carry out the population reduction? To me, it looks like things aren't going well for them, and we're having victory after victory, and that there's an awakening accelerating. Now, I know that they're going to counterstrike, and things are going to be rough, and we're all going to be tested. But am I somewhat, in your expert opinion, do you think I'm too close to the fact that we are going to win in the end, and that I have a lot of faith because I'm deeper into this? And is that distorting my vision, in your opinion, that so many others aren't awake yet or are going deeper into the control? And so I'm skewing my view because I know the New World Order is already lost because they don't control the entire universe. Or, I mean, do you get the point I'm making?
Yeah, I've never doubted that it would turn out fine in the end. But the nature of the manipulation and the programming means that a lot of people have got to go a long way down the road before they actually see it. And it's a case of how deeply programmed you are before you actually see it and start to realize what's happening. What I've seen over the last 20 years is an exponential curve, without any question, of people who are starting to get it. They're starting to get it in bigger and bigger and bigger numbers. And what I find interesting is they're starting to get it at higher levels immediately. Being in the program to seeing well outside of the program is taking very little time for some people now. There is something going on. And the first book I ever wrote on these subjects was nearly 20 years ago, called Truth Vibrations. And it was named Truth Vibrations because it was based on the fact that I was understanding at the time that there was a vibrational change coming that was going to act like an alarm clock. It was going to wake them up. It was going to tease open their minds so consciousness could enter. And at the time, of course, I'm thinking, well, there's no evidence of this whatsoever. And there wasn't for a few years. But with the turn into the 21st century, I'm seeing it happening more and more and more. And it needs to happen. This is the way we're going to turn this around. But they're going to push it, obviously, as much as they can to get their structure in place. But I do sense a feeling of increasing panic, because every day they take to do it, more and more people are waking up. And I'm very optimistic, not that there's not going to be some enormous, real big challenges to come, but I'm getting more and more optimistic. And, you know, it's a phrase I use from time to time. Life tends to give us our greatest gifts, brilliantly disguised as our worst nightmares. You know, sometimes what appears to be our worst nightmare turns out to be our greatest gift, like massive ridicule for me in the early 1990s, right up to, you know, almost the year 2000. I went through incredible ridicule in Britain. But it set me free, because it set me free of concern about what people thought of me, which allowed me to open my mind and allow consciousness in. And some of these challenges, you know, which we don't like, I mean, who does, are actually going to wake a lot of people up and set them free. There's a line in a song which goes, freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. And, you know, when we think we've got something to lose, that reptilian brain survival mechanism is controlling us. Oh, my goodness, yes, anything. I don't want to lose this anything. But when you lose it, you go, well, hold on a second. What have I actually lost? This is okay. I can deal with this. And actually, life's nicer. Isn't it funny that people, I talk to so many people who lived through the Second World War in Britain, who say life was much nicer during the war, because people were nicer to each other and all the rest of it. They never had much, and they were helping each other because they never had much, in ways that as soon as the war was over, every man for himself, all that stopped, and my goodness me, as it stopped now.
And it also made them enjoy things more, because they had less...
They smelled the roses. They smelled the roses because they thought they didn't know how long the roses were going to be there to be smelled. And you know, there's so many challenges, Alex, which I've had some big ones in my life. We all have. When I look back, I think I didn't like it at the time, but I wouldn't change a thing, because I am what I am, not despite that, but to a large extent because of it.
Well, there's that.
If we see that, if we see that, if we, if we experience these challenges from that perspective, rather than, oh my God, reptilian brain, then not only are we going to get through them with less pain and all the rest of it, we're actually going to think straight in a way that's going to allow us to get through them in a much more effective way.
Absolutely. And the point I was going to add is that so many people in these pyramidal power structures, and I'd like you to speak to this, they are just as imprisoned as lowly little minions
totally.
Of the system. And more I'm talking to people that think of themselves as the elite, and they're beginning to realize this is a prison. They're beginning to realize they're drinking sodium fluoride. Their kids are drinking it.
Exactly.
They're beginning to realize that this system affects everybody. And they're beginning to realize that the television and the culture and the dumbing down is taking their children from them and destroying their own destiny. So I'd like you to speak to that. And then I want to bring up Rolling Stone magazine that I just happened to see laying there on the Commons table at the Emmis building where I was doing the Sunday radio show, syndicated show. I want to break this down, what Ray Kurzweil is saying. And we've got our vision of the future, liberty, freedom, you know, dynamic human spirit, a new renaissance, you know, to the power of a trillion versus their renaissance, a very dark renaissance in their own words. They just say that it's beautiful, but clearly it's quite ugly. But, I mean, can you speak to the point I just made?
Yeah, this is a point I make as often as I can, because we go back to the sheep policing the herd, the sheep policing themselves. Because when you're talking about people in full awareness of this agenda and in full support of advancing it, you're talking about a dramatically few people compared with the global population. You're certainly not looking at enough to administer the institutions of control that we see across global society. So you need people in your target population to do the administration for you. This is why when you look at the pyramid structure of these organizations and these secret societies, whatever, you're looking at the few at the top in full awareness of what it's all about. And as you go further down the pyramid, you each step down knows less and less and less and less about the big picture, only their part in it. And so they've got right across the system people in dark suits and they're like, who are administering this system and are welded to it in terms of their subordination to it. Oh, don't rock the boat. Oh, don't step out of line. Don't say anything.
Get to dominate those under them, and they get dominated from those above them. It's a psycho system.
Yes, it is. And what we need to do, this is a very important area, is to get those people to actually, again, look around them, take a deep breath, and just look at it again. And by connecting dots, you can let people who are in those systems realize how their dot connects with everyone else's, because stopping them realizing that is how the whole system works. So people make their daily contribution to a control system, not realizing that their dot is adding to other dots to make the control system. And it's so important that those people understand, whether they're in uniform or whether they're in dark suit professions, that their children are going to have to live in the world that they are helping fundamentally to introduce. You know, all this legislation that is even written and administered around the world to build this police state is done by people who are themselves and their children and grandchildren are going to be subjected to that police state that they're helping to build. They're
and talk about a fraud.
For their own families, you know, and they need to start stepping out of that pyramid, because when they do, and refusing to play a part in it, because when they do, the pyramid collapses, because they're holding it up. Just
let
like
me throw a point in here,
terms.
David. Exactly. Let me throw a point in. I mean, to talk about how it's all a facade and all a matrix illusion, look at the world banking system out of fiat currency with a handful of less than 15 families who rule the planet because they bought off governments to say that they issued the backing of the money. I mean, it's all just a fraud. And then out of that, what they're doing right now economically, trying to bankrupt things. So we have to depend on the state and have to be under their control. Looks like a desperate gamble.
Yeah, we have to say no, we're not building our own prison anymore. And then something fantastic happens. We stop building our own prison, and the next thing is the prison isn't being built, and there is no prison. Look how many people work for the banking system and administer it and make it happen compared with the number of people that own it. It's fantastic.
David Icke, let's come back and talk about solutions, and at the bottom of the hour, start taking phone calls. I'm also going to get into this. They say the elite are going to live forever in Rolling Stone. Oh, I thought I heard that in Endgame. We'll break it down. Infowars.com.
Are you concerned about the current strain of influenza spreading across the U.S.? At the rate this new virus is spreading, it's not a matter of if, but when it will affect each and every American. This virus is comprised of extracted DNA from the Spanish flu and has combined itself with the bird and swine flu, making it very contagious and deadly. The Center for Disease Control has made it clear that there are no vaccinations available to treat this new threat. What can you do to help protect your family? You need to visit WholeCure.com. WholeCure.com has flu survival packages starting at $24.95. These flu survival packages include everything necessary to help fight the flu and last up to 2 years of continuous use. The supplement functions as an immune system booster and is meant to rapidly improve your health to the point of overcoming the flu. Call 1-866-644-1933. That's 1-866-644-1933. Or visit WholeCure.com. That's WHOLECure.com. WholeCure.com today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
What would the reptilian brain do? It knows that if it wipes out and kills all its competition, commits genocide, which we see ancient cultures doing to their neighbors over and over again, if you kill everybody, if you come in to the promised land, or you're the Aztecs, you come into a Mayan area and you kill everybody, or you're the Nazis, you're going to go around the world and take over, have an administrative system, have carbon taxes. The Nazis proposed similar taxes. And then have one-child policies, forced inoculations, soft kill. And then you kill everybody except your people. Then you win. That's the reptilian brain. But, of course, then that idea continues, and the Nazis would have gone on forever basically killing each other, just like the priest class were doing in Israel. Whenever they didn't have some new enemy to fight, they started pressing the tribes under them. This is just what human beings do over and over again. And here is a Rolling Stone, and you open this up. I should have put a bookmark in here. And it's Ray Kurzweil. This is exactly what I said in Endgame from his writings and the UN's writings and the Club of Rome's writings and the World Transhumanist Society and all the big billionaire tech owners. They go to big meetings and it's everywhere. When man and machine merge, and it says, meet Ray Kurzweil, prophet of the techno rapture. He's made billions of dollars, invented a bunch of computer systems. By 2045, he really says 2020. Computers will surpass us in intelligence. The universe itself will become conscious, and humans will live forever. But when you actually read what Kurzweil says and what all the rest say, they say the elite are going to kill off the majority of us. They're going to merge with the silicon system that they call rational. It's the reptilian brain. Logic. They say it's logic that I kill all of you and then I win. They revel in mathematic equations. But really, it's just cold-blooded wickedness. They would say, there is no such thing as wicked. I am beyond good and evil. I'm going to kill you. Now, this article doesn't get into all of that. It gets into some of it. Bill Joy's Why the Future Doesn't Need Us does. But it gets into all the things Kurzweil invented and all the things he did. Molecular robots will spread through the tiniest recesses of all matter. Kurzweil predicts turning rocks into trees and living computers. We won't experience 100 years of progress. The 21st century will be more like 20,000 years of progress. And he just says, oh, you won't take brain chips? It won't matter. The nanotech will instantly take you over. So they're saying resistance is futile. You don't have a choice. We are the final revolution. And then they put in a liberal, sicky-feely packaging. What say you to this? Because when I read the real globalist documents, they say they're going to kill the majority of us because we don't deserve the life extension technology, and that if they can just be made to live to be 140 or so, people that are like 70 now, that then they'll have eternal lives as nanotech beings that will send their consciousness out as spores on the solar wind. I'm not saying this. They're saying it. And they call us nuts, David Icke. This is what the world elite believe. This is their religion. What is this?
Well, it's just a tantamount to the insanity that lies behind all that's happening. See, cleverness and wisdom are not the same thing. And in fact, cleverness without wisdom is the most destructive force on Earth. And they are, on a mind level, clever, but they are not wise, and that's why they're so destructive and devastatingly destructive in their potential to wreak havoc in even greater levels and amounts than they have up to this point. They're basically insane. They do not have the ability to connect through empathy, through consciousness, through any form of what we would call human connection, and therefore, you know, they are, and you know, I know people have laughed and dismissed it in the past, and good luck to them. But there is a reason why these people understand fundamentally how to manipulate the reptilian brain of humans, and that's because they are reptilian, and they are the epitome of every trait that we talked about today in the reptilian brain, and one of them is that it is stupid and it does not learn from experience, and it is hell bent on taking this to the sort of levels you're talking about. But we and there've been working towards this for a long time. I mean, I've been talking about this nanotechnology, which are beyond microchips. You see, because the body is a biological computer, you can access it through technological means. This is what this whole thing about the computer-brain interface is, where they're talking about putting a chip in the brain and then you can work your computer without using your hands. That's all because they're actually connecting two computers, one more fantastic than the other, yes, but two computers. And so this nanotechnology takes on a completely new light when you realize that, because its ability to influence the body computer is fantastic, and that's the real level that they're operating on, the nano level.
All right, long segment coming up. Take phone calls. 30 minutes left with David Icke, davidicke.com. And David, tell them about your speaking engagements when we get back. Okay, folks, stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. E-Foods does it again. The three-day responder provides one adult with 3 days worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the three-day responder is almost ridiculous at $27.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the three-day responder, you'll understand why families trust eFoods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in the three-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The three-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The three-day responder, $27.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com.
We're going to do 5-10 minutes of overdrive today because I want to just sit back and let David Icke make his statement about where he sees the world's going. I have a bunch of other stuff I want to get to, but I want to take your calls, and time is running out. And I got some sponsors I need to thank right now. So we'll go back to David Icke here in just one moment. First off, ecolablue.com. Ladies and gentlemen, your body is a biological computer, an electrochemical computer, and the establishment on record is forcibly medicating us with Prozac, statins, on record in the water supply, and sodium fluoride and the rest of it. McCullough Blue is a high-quality atmospheric water generator that grabs the water out of the air and puts it through reverse osmosis, carbon, UV filters, you name it, seven different filters. Check them out online at ecollublue.com. That's ecollublue.com. Or give them a call at 1-800-691-6043. Really amazing system. Get yourself one today, 800-691-6043. Continuing, one of our other great sponsors that makes the show possible is Home Game. You can check out Max Little Orange Gorilla, on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It's an absolutely free service. You just put in your home address, and it will tell you what real estate agents are seeing the real worth of your house is. If you want to get an idea what the system thinks your house is really worth, that's homegain.com, HOMEGAIN.com. And they have another home sale maximizer where it just tells you the most inexpensive improvements to make on your house for the greatest resale value. And it also will tell you houses that you're looking at, how much they're really worth. Invaluable tool, homegain.com, HOMEGAIN.com. And again, if you forget the address, Max the Little Orange Gorilla. And last sponsor of the day, My Solar Backup. A lot of things can cut off your electrical power, hurricanes, snow, and ice storms. Listeners should move towards getting off the grid, and here's a good way to do just that. A solar power generator is now available from our longtime sponsor, Solutions from Science. It's designed to provide 800 watts of power on demand in the event of any disaster or outage. You get an emergency power backup kit, which consists of a power source 1800 power plant, a high-efficiency solar panel designed to provide endless electricity. Remember, too, that gas generators need gas, but in the blackout, gas pumps can't pump gas because they run on electricity. The solar generator is like having a silent power plant hidden in your home. It's the perfect emergency backup for troubled times. The government doesn't own the sun yet, folks, so make your move now. MySolarBackup.com, that's MySolarBackup.com, or you can always call them toll-free at 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365. David Icke, briefly getting back into this Ray Kurzweil stuff, I know you've read what the futurists and the transhumanists and the eugenicists say, and you're right. They just say, well, we're scientific, and we say that you have no right to the future, and we're going to get rid of you. But then if you talk about going after them physically, they freak out and yell and scream and call SWAT teams on you. So really, it's just a cold-blooded, as we say, and again, reptiles are cold-blooded, the reptilian brain. This is a cold-blooded idea and system, and they sit there like our opinions don't even matter. But that's a mind game. We do have force of will. We can stand up to them, and they're scared of us having that purpose and deciding we're not listening to their propaganda. We are warm-blooded. We do have red blood, and we're marching against their tyranny, whatever the cost, because humanity's future depends on it, not being captured by a group of predatory Homo sapiens sapiens who are acting like vampires.
Yeah, the thing is, Alex, that what they're terrified of, more than anything else, is people becoming conscious beyond mind and beyond the computer level of perception. You can see in their own writings how they use phrases like, in my words, they're terrified of mavericks. Mavericks are people that could bring the whole thing down. And what are mavericks? Mavericks are people who are not programmed, who are not following secular ritual behavior and responses and reactions, but are actually conscious enough to act in ways that are different to the norm, ways that you can't call. And, you know, when it's so important that if you take the body to be in the center of this, on one side you've got the Illuminati families, and I would say what is behind them, trying to program the computer and trying to destabilize the computer, because all this stuff with fluoride and aspartame and all these other electrochemical sources of disruption, they're there to literally put viruses in the computer. And when you put viruses in your laptop computer, what happens? It stops working properly. It stops thinking straight. It stops operating to full potential. That's the idea. But when consciousness enters the body, it can overpower those programs, and it can overpower those effects on the body. I remember a story illustrates what I'm talking about. When there was one of these Eastern mystic guys who was being used as part of an LSD experiment, when they were experimenting in the 60s with LSD, and some professor was over trying to see the effect on people. And he gave this guy a dose of LSD, which should have blown his mind. Nothing happened. The guy smiled at him. He then doubled the dose eventually, and the guy still smiled at him, and there was no effects of the LSD on this guy whatsoever. Why? Because the guy was conscious, and through consciousness had overpowered the effect of the drug. And that's just an illustration of how when we're conscious, we can overpower all these attacks on the body, and we can see through from a consciousness point of view, blatant means of manipulation. And that's what these guys are terrified of, and I mean terrified, because when humanity becomes conscious, their game is over. It's like we talked about last time in the movie with the grasshoppers, where he said to the about the ants, if they work out that there's loads of them and a few of us, there goes our way of life. When we become conscious, there goes our way of life. And that's why they have worked so constantly and incessantly through electrochemical means, through programming, through words and other means, through religious belief, extremism and dogma to hold us in body consciousness. And that's what they're terrified of us breaking out of. And we're doing it. And that's why they're in a panic.
And David, I mean, just to simplify it, by poisoning the higher brain, the higher levels, which is a physiological fact, as people get poisoned and toxified more and more, they revert to the lower animal, reptile, saltwater crocodile brain. And just like a person, once they've had Alzheimer's, now people at 25 getting it from all the aluminum and mercury, everything reverts back to the level of a baby, and the old man's throwing his feces against the wall. I mean, that's a horrible parallel, but that's they want to keep us in that. And now you talk to the public, you watch sitcoms, and they talk slow. And the public, you see the public, you'll see somebody who's upright, And they'll kind of be at a store looking around at other people kind of freaked out. I was having this experience last night in two stores I went to. You could see people that were conscious. They'd be like, oh, you're conscious. And they were kind of all freaked out. And then the rest of the people are like, ooh. And it seems like it's accelerating right now, David. It was kind of freaking me out because I wasn't on acid, but it was almost like an acid trip watching. And I was seeing other people that were noticing. I mean, do you see the point I'm making?
Well, the thing is, there is a parting of the ways here. I mean, I'm seeing it more and more. There are those that are becoming more and more programmed as the programming increases, and there's those that are becoming less and less programmed as their consciousness increases. It's very much a parting of the ways. There's two very different types of human being emerging, which is becoming clearer and clearer by the week as the people become conscious and others get caught more and more in the program and become less and less conscious. And so the difference between the two is going to be more and more obvious and demonstrable as we go along this route. See, the thing about the computer is it's vibrational on one level, so you can get into it vibrationally. It's electrochemical on another level, so you can get into it electrochemically. It's electromagnetic on another level, you get into it electromagnetically. And you can get into it through words. And basically, it's a war on the human body computer receiver transmission system. And it's much like a stage hypnotist who is planting beliefs into the stooges on the stage. And a belief is like a computer program. It's like a piece of software because it affects.
It's a perception. We believe that the Federal Reserve isn't private, even though it is. So people think it's the government, and people will kill each other for $1,000, and they're just making it zeros and ones on a computer. It's an illusion. It's a spell.
Yeah, it's a spell. Yeah, I mean, one of the areas of my talks is breaking the spell, and the key point I want to make here is it's not so much the reality. It's how we perceive reality. That's the interface that they want to manipulate. I mean, we live in an infinite reality. But what they want to do is so program the receiver transmitter that reads reality in this five-sense world.
That it's blind.
So that it reads reality to fit their agenda. It's not reality. It's the way we read it they want to manipulate. And basically, you know, you can have a hypnotist on a stage, and he'll get someone to eat a potato but taste an apple. And all he's doing is putting a belief, a program, a software into the brain, so that when the electrical signal from the tongue with the information about the potato hits the brain, it doesn't read a potato. It reads it as an apple, which is what it has been programmed to do. It's breaking into that decoding system of the brain, and they're doing that, Alex, on multiple levels.
And that's what the New World Order is a mass hypnotist, as you're saying, and more I realize the cops, the government people, the New World Order people, you talk to a lot of them, and they are some of the blindest folks out there, and they're obsessive compulsive. They're obsessed with, like you said, hierarchical systems, and they are completely reduced down to almost nothing, only getting that tiny bit of not even small spectrum of reality, false reality, fed into them, and then they arrange themselves in guilds. They're the delusional crazy people, because to me, crazy is denying what the full spectrum of reality is, telling us we're crazy, and they arrange themselves together above us.
That is a very, very important point, because what happens is that these training programs for people in uniform, for government administrators, and all the people that administer or law enforce the system, these training programs are designed to program these people to read reality as the system wants, which is to read the system's version of reality. There's an organization in this country, I'm sure you'll know of a number in America, called Common Purpose. Common Purpose started out with a person who worked from the office of the Deputy Prime Minister under Tony Blair.
It's the local non-governmental, and the government gives them all the power, and it really is the government to run every county, every city. Yeah.
Yeah, what they're doing, what Common Purpose are doing, and Common Purpose means common reality, Common Purpose are going around and local government, police, health services, all these institutions of the state are sending their people to these training programs at vast expense to the taxpayer to be programmed through classic mind manipulation techniques that they use and group intimidation techniques to get people to see reality in a common way. That's what it's really about. And then they go back and they run their councils and the police and everything else in ways that to anyone who's conscious, it's like you were talking about earlier in the supermarket, anyone who's conscious is looking at this and going, what possibly is going on in your head that you can see this situation is justified? But they do, because that's the way they're reading reality. They're automatons, and that's what these training programs are there to do. And these hypnotic techniques, much more advanced than you see in the stage shows, are what these people are trained to do.
Well, let me expand on that.
These people.
Let me expand. And we're going to go to calls. They have made it now where the police follow ridiculous orders and enforce it on the people to set the precedent, where then the craziness of cops, because an ambulance doesn't run on, I mean, there's video of a cop car at 100 miles an hour flies up behind an ambulance. The ambulance doesn't even know it's there. It goes around the ambulance, then pulls the ambulance over and beats the guy up, and the cops then go to charge the guy they beat up on video who didn't touch him. And then the cops think that's normal now, that when they beat you up, they charge you. It's a cult, like O'Brien's torturing Winston in 1984, and he says, we're the priest of power. It's just raw reptilian exercise. And then now the CPS is grabbing everybody's kids for no reason and saying, you can't raise your voice. They are the cult, and they're giving new download programs every week now to their minions in the sensitivity training to get crazier and crazier, ramping up towards some horrible future, some horrid mass culling, telling us torturing people's good.
See, the point is here that we can talk about robots being made in the future and all the rest of it, but you take consciousness out of the human body, and all you're left with is a biological computer, in effect a robot. And what they're doing is taking consciousness out through their manipulation techniques and leaving what is left, which is just a computer system. And what can you do with a computer system? You can program it to do whatever you like. So the whole process is make people unconscious and then program the reality of the computer that's left. And that's why, you know, anyone with consciousness looks at these people and goes, this is just outrageous. They can't see it any more than the computer in front of me would think it's outrageous for me to make it do something.
And the establishment tests its biological androids. They're testing the police to say, okay, beat up ambulance drivers for no reason. Okay, taser somebody because they don't sign the ticket. And then next they'll do something even more outrageous. Can someone fully lose consciousness, from the Christian perspective that I see it, that lose the soul, the ultimate sin, harden the heart, go so far that they become pure biological android vessels of the Hive program system?
Well, yes, because, everything's one consciousness, and you can't lose a connection to higher consciousness. What you can lose is an awareness of it. And then without that awareness, you act in the sense of the awareness that you're left with, which is a limited awareness that has a completely different perception of reality to what it would have if it was in its full level of awareness, which is what I call consciousness. So
they're damned. I mean,
that'd be like
if there was a dome city, hypothetically, 2 miles under my feet. I don't know it's there, therefore it doesn't exist.
Yeah, the thing is that in an ideal world, you've got consciousness having experience through the physical body. So you're in this world and you're not of it. And the computer system and the mind, the interface, is fine. It's the means through which, like this computer in front of me, allows me to experience the collective reality we call the internet. The key is when consciousness is kept out and what's left is the computer. Because then the computer is deciding where you go on the internet and what you think of it and how you act on it, not the person on the keyboard. And that's what these people are.
Incredible. David's agreed to go 5-10 minutes into overdrive. We're going to come back in the final segment, and then in the overdrive, we'll take the rest of the calls as well. Just mind-blowing, because as I research this, I'm finding out he's right.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit AirandAqua.com. That's AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching. A storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and is flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com. Or call toll free, 877-327-0365. Well, an amazing interview with David Icke, and we're going to take some of your phone calls right now from Chris, Tim, Aria, Ryan, Tim, Leo. In fact, Aria, Ryan, Tim, Leo, and others have been given the number 888-201-2244. Take a few calls in overdrive with David Icke. But David's going to be speaking in Phoenix, October 17th. Details at DavidIcke.com, Phoenix, Arizona, and then Bellingham in between Seattle and Vancouver. And what date is that in Bellingham, David Icke?
The 4th.
October 4th.
Speaking all day on the Sunday, yeah.
And folks better get tickets, because, I mean, don't you sell out every event you have?
Well, that's been the case for a little while, yeah, because the interest is so fantastic. I mean, you know, after Phoenix and Bellingham, I'm going to I'm doing Amsterdam just before them, and then I'm going to Gothenburg in Sweden, Athens, Greece, Zurich, Switzerland. I mean, the world is waking up, Alex. Hallelujah to that.
Yeah, and I don't think the globalists can set off nukes and stage new wars and get away with it. I mean, I think they, man, I tell you, this is the great crossroads that we're certainly at right now. Chris in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Hey, David.
Hello, Chris.
I had a question about what we see a lot lately. The elite are real obsessed and into the occult, and they've kind of been commercializing it, like with movies and with celebrities wearing, like, Kabbalah bracelets. You saw that for a while. It was a trend. There are big rituals when, like, aspects to 9/11 and Columbine and these types of things. That
yes, they mainline it, and then it's revelation of the method, because, again, they're engaging in mass programming at the archetypal reptilian brain. David Icke.
That's exactly what they're doing, yeah, and other things too, because, again, it's important to stress that these people understand reality to a far greater extent than they allow the people to. You know, this is why they've destroyed ancient knowledge and destroyed ancient history and stuff like that as much as they can, so they can replace it with their fake history. So we don't know, you know, where all this has come from, and it's very much more difficult to get a fix on where we are. They understand reality, and their rituals are designed to manipulate and program reality. That's why they do them. And people think of satanic rituals, you know, with people around a slab at an altar, and my goodness, do they go on, and some of the most famous people in the world take part in them. But there are mass rituals too, and something like a Second World War is a ritual. 9/11 is a ritual to them, and they're doing it systematically. And, you know, on one level, this reality, and then even mainstream science is understanding this now, is digital. Another reason why I think it's highly significant, this move over to digital television, personally. And it's numbers, it's mathematics. And so all this numerology and all these occult ritual codes that they use, where they do things on a certain day and that you see 33s and 9/11s, these are all coming from a level of knowledge of how you can manipulate numbers.
And let me throw this out. We got a break here and start the next hour, so let's get Tim to call in on the new line there, Tim in Ohio. But let me throw this out. The Aztecs did it. Why do separate human cultures that don't even know each other do the same things? This is a system of control. The Romans wrote that they used the gladiatorial events where you would go like it was entertainment and watch your neighbor have his guts torn out. So a month later, when you were getting your guts torn out, your neighbor wouldn't stand up for you against the state. It's making a sport, like these cop shows, out of seeing the cops hunt us down. We're dehumanizing ourselves, so the ritual has a reason. There's a method to the madness. Is that what you're saying, David?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they are crazy, but they're very clever in the way that they use the knowledge they have.
Crazy like a fox. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com.
You can get all our books, videos, and materials and support us by visiting Infowars.com, the online video bookstore, and PrisonPlanet.tv. Our guest site is DavidIke.com. We have links to it up on Infowars.com. He's coming to the United States to speak in October. We're going to break for 1 minute, say bye-bye to stations, come back in overdrive at PrisonPlanet.tv and the Infowars.com streams. Great job to the crews. Great job to everybody else. 8-10 minutes overdrive right now. Here we go.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.